Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Most guys freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your gut is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's giving a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Bars are all closed. Is it time for bed? Hell no, it's time for after hours.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big healer of hope.
Now here's your host,
for a destination,
Chair Bear.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means.
Scorpio, were you going to jump in?
Well, I would think why he's checking his mute button. I would wonder, you know, they say that I heard also yesterday that Ukraine people, they do speak fluent Russian, but they don't wish for Russia to invade Ukraine because some oddball reason they love being in Ukraine and being part of that, you know, that country. And, you know, I would suppose that if Ukraine people are fluently Russian speaking, that they also have family members that live in Russia, you know? So why in the world? I would think they would have some kind of connection to Putin
where some kind of voice
could be raised in Russia to say not to invade. Go ahead.
Two feathers, I'd like to tell you exactly what is happening there, right? It's a Crimea. I never could pronounce that. Yeah. They wanted to become Russia. It was like lost souls, you know, separated from their homeland, and they wanted them come and so Russia came in and took them under their, you know, like people. I mean, they were like in the cold and Russia, okay, I'll give you our cover and keep you warm because, you are our brothers. And that is what the people of Ukraine is. But the thing is, here's the main thing. It's the criminals of Ukraine is keeping them from doing the same thing. The criminals, that the mafia of the people hiding out in Ukraine, and they are in control of the government of that state. Or,
all right, go ahead, Jack. Jacker, come on. Stay with it, Jacker. Go ahead.
Maybe I spoke too much truth for Jacker to respond.
Somebody fell asleep. I can hear snoring.
It's not me.
Jacker.
I think Jacker might have dropped off. I'm not sure.
No, yeah, hi, Jacker left. That's what I got on my screen here.
All right, well, here's the deal with the Gibson Go. Listen, this morning, it's the second interview I heard with Gibson Go in the last week. One was, I think, probably with, my brain is so freaking unfreeze today. But today was with Glenn Beck and the Blaze, and they were basically saying they were independent, so on and so forth. It wasn't until this evening that I actually saw this report that Gibson Go had their funds frozen, and they were freezing, you know, the government saying they were freezing their accounts and whatever. But Gibson Go said this. He tweeted this out. Know this, Canada has absolutely zero jurisdiction over how we manage our funds here at Gibson Go. All funds for every campaign on Gibson Go flow directly to the recipients of those campaigns, not least of which is the Freedom Convoy campaign.
Absolutely.
That's
the way to stand up.
Yeah, so whatever the Canadian government or officials, law enforcement, you know, reptilians, I don't know who they are, whatever they're saying, it's more, you know, trying to get people FUDded, you know, put fear and doubt into them, to scare them and freak everybody out, you know, cause a ruckus, you know, but again, this is the information gets and go. I don't like that they're being suggested, but Hijacker was suggesting that Tucker Carlson is talking about Bitcoin and whatever. Like, if they're trying, it's just, you know, Tucker, he's mainstream media. I don't care how close he gets to the truth and how, you know, he feeds into our suspicions or gets close to what we know, but he's actually saying on TV when we go, yay, that he's actually bringing Bitcoin or other crypto to the table, because that feeds into their narrative that they want to have CBDCs and electronic currency, but made by the government, controlled by the government. And, you know, bringing crypto into the scene, it just gives me a bad feeling, because they are known to have seized wallets. They can track every transaction that ever happens from a Bitcoin wallet or most of any cryptocurrency wallets if they wanted to. So there are, I don't know, Roll is probably going to
have that. So it's like a Trojan horse kind of deal with
crypto. Yeah, there are negatives to it, but at the same time, they want to get everybody to go to this digital currency thing, but they want to be in control of it, the government coin, the CBDC, the crypto banker, or whatever they call it. So.
Well, Mr. Rowe can speak to this, because supposedly Bitcoin is separate and distinct from, you know, the generic cryptocurrency, you know, everything that's available. This is an open ledger, right? It can be viewed, and it's not controlled. It's decentralized. Am I correct, Mr. Rowe? So it might be a viable source of income for the trucker movements or any other movements that run counter to the government's schemes and designs for us. What do you say, Mr. Rowe?
Yeah, it's absolutely decentralized. But Brew is also correct. I mean, you know, the government is probably not going to use Bitcoin to try to make control, because, you know, it is decentralized and open source. But you're both correct. I mean, cryptos could be used to circumvent the control of the banks and, you know, withholding and all that. But also, if the populace acquiesces to more government control, they will come out with a blockchain cryptocurrency that they control, that is, you know,
right, government
centralized, of course. And that is, yeah, totally, we should resist that. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the point of contention. It's not Bitcoin per se, but the
blockchain.
And the government control.
They want to use blockchain as a control device because blockchain is a useful tool, just like fire or steel. You can use it, you know, in so many ways that you could. It's a double-edged sword, just like a gun. It doesn't make blockchain or the gun evil or good. It's just how it's used, how it's utilized.
So exactly. For quick reference, we can say thumbs up Bitcoin and thumbs down government-controlled blockchain or their equivalent of Bitcoin, whatever they choose to call it, right? And if they try to merge those two concepts in people's minds, then they turn against the whole technology, right? Because they associate them both as being the same. One is not. One is centralized and the other is decentralized. And there in the two ends shall meet. So it's okay to use Bitcoin. You know, I mean, that's a viable, you know, expedient right now, considering what we're going through.
So we got some breaking news, folks, that Michelle Ford from Sonoma County, as you all might have, if you didn't check it out, Mechanic just posted that they have a actual number now that can be filed, I guess, in California. They have a case number that people that's been injected now, you know, and having these adverse effects. They have a case number
good.
Now, folks.
See, my prayers have been answered because I came on before and I, you know, suggested that, you know, got mostly negative response. But look, see, putting that thought, that energy, that concept out there and look what has manifested. There's a way, you know, people that are affected by this jab can now fight back legally, at least in California, right?
Yes, and
it's not a nationwide thing.
Well, we need this to go viral. You know that
right.
The state needs to
grab
hold of this. Oh yeah, they need to make this go pandemic.
So what I suggested was not so far fetched. We now have a methodology of going against them, right? You know, it sounded maybe a little off the wall, and hey, you can't do it. You can never beat these guys. But now I see some inroads here. This is, like you said, breaking news. So
it has gone viral. I mean, this trucker, this thing that is happening in Canada has gone viral all over the world, and
right.
The whole world is responding because we're tired of this freaking shit.
Yeah, Darryl. Yeah.
Right. So that's why, you know, I was saying, well, what can we do, you know, as a kind of like as a show of solidarity and support, you know, collectively as the Revolution Radio crew, what can we do? Because the question was this, well, what are the sheriffs, I believe, or somebody, what is that group doing? What progress are they making? And then it just occurred to me, what can we do? We don't have to solely rely on a particular group.
Well, 808.
We can be a part of it. Yeah.
808. Here to add to that, you know, what can we do that as more and more people come to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, you know, that they come check us out, that they realize with Mechanic as a major player in this, bringing forth this, this definitely this Agenda 201 roundtable that these folks saying trying to, and he amplified it with that video, you know, stating that if these religious leaders don't get on board, then we're going to have a private meeting with them. So you see, stuff like that amplifies it to the people that just don't stand idly by while their children are being stuck in the neck by some poison, and then they got to go through us as their, you know, their adult.
That's you're echoing the sentiment of that wonderful black woman that spoke. I did hear her before, Mr. O, but I don't remember her name. But yes, and she has restored my faith because I was really disappointed in the attitude, disposition, and conduct of many, many black women that I have seen over the past years in regards to the election, in regards to this uber woke status.
Right, because
status.
They were being passive, yes.
Well, they were being complicit. They were going along with the fraud, the deception, and the BLM destruction. You know, and I was really disappointed in black women in particular because I thought that was counterproductive, not a healthy stance.
And you could see what side
well
they stood on, 808. You
right, right. But then when I see her, right, I'm restored. My pride is restored. And I say, okay, there's hope. Not all black women are falling for this. You know, this deception.
I think Stardust Man wanted to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm – call me whatever you want to call me, but I only listen to three news sources, One America and Russia Today and Revolution Radio. And I don't remember which one I heard, but very rarely I hear news that makes me cry happy tears. But the happy tears I cried was listening to the jerry cans, you know, the plastic jugs, the carrying fuel. And when they're empty, they're not allowed to honk their horns, but they bang those cans, to make the noise. Over.
Even more effective, right. But, I should give honor and respect to her, if I can remember her name. If Mr. Rowe remembers, maybe he can shout it out, because people need to be recognized, for their efforts in this fight.
Yes, in a way, very well said. Very well said. That sister was ringing out. And like Mr. Rose said, maybe it was the mold news, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it awakened you. And you know what? It's like by him playing that, it puts it back on the front burner here at Revolution
Radio.
Yes, it does. You see? Go
it's
ahead.
Energizing. Yeah. It's
yes,
energizing
yes.
because.
That's
what
we need.
Yeah, every cell in my body is energized and ready to fight and do something. And when I say fight now, I'm not necessarily talking fist to cuffs. I want people to understand it because they think it's,
inspirational fight.
And I want to go out and get a gun and I want to go, I want the full range of options, guys.
Right.
That's
I
just
one
aspect of fighting.
I would say, yes, fighting means we're standing on the grounds and we're having standing.
Right. But maybe the better word is resistance. I'm resisting this effort to enslave me. That's what I'm doing. That's the best I can say. The best way I can describe it. And whatever form that may take, right?
Because what it is? It's you heard us say that if we're not standing, in the wake of for the people, then we're become impregnated to slavery.
She used the reference, biblical references of the Philistines, uncircumcised Philistines. Right?
There you go. That's what it
and
is, man.
That if you go after them, you can defeat them. But if you flee from them, they will defeat you. Or worse to that effect.
So we
have to take an aggressive stance, some type of stance. And there are many ways to do that. You can do it intellectually. You can do it physically. A mechanic is a good example of activism, at its finest. Yeah. But, maybe you're not a mechanic. It's not your personality skill set, right?
Well, people
you can't
have
do
other activities that they have to engage
in. Right. There are other things you
can
do. Right.
I'm
and the roundtable is a good way to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But what we're doing here on the roundtable is a good way to hone those skills, to assess, regroup.
Well, what do you think the Democrats
fellowship.
And all of these Marxists do? They hone their Agenda 201 is a perfect example. These people, they're perfected. Like McKinnon said on their show that night, that what these people done is they already had this at play for many years, and all they was doing is perfecting it, like you said, honed it.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yes. Exactly. No, that's it. We collectively, people with shared beliefs, we want shared outcomes, right? We want freedom, basically. We're all in agreement on that. And we have numerous ways of going about that, but our objective is the same. We want to resist this tyranny. I think we all can agree on that, right? So, some of our ideas may be too far-fetched, impractical, but you know what? So what? This is where we iron them out, put them on the table. Well, we hone them, we perfect them, reflect on what we're doing. We support each other, we fellowship,
we're common try.
We play Russian music.
And we don't Russia have to be perfect today. Too. So we can remove the burden of perfection. That's another thing which deters people because they feel, well, if I'm not perfect, they won't let, I don't want to say nothing because they may not like what I got to say. And, we got to be more open and accepting of other people's. And you can generally critique hey, I like that aspect of what you're saying, but why don't you try this? Why don't you modulate it a little better? Maybe your message is too stern, right? Or maybe you haven't considered this. Did you know this? Did you know that? Right. By us coming together, we can come and derive that a solutions, right?
Yeah.
So that's what
I just want to say something right quick. The little 2-3 words of putting out there, Brew. Russian music, that's my platform. I own that, over.
Yeah, I think we know that, Daryl. Very different. For many years, yes, you have, made that sentiment known. And that's good. You know what? Russian people, that's what they're trying to do is dehumanize Russian people, and that is so awful. I hate it when they do that. I hate it when they do it to German people. You know, they want to criticize Nazis and Germans, but everybody wants to buy a Mercedes. You know what I mean? That kind of thing, right? You know, we should honor and respect
808, though,
all
but
people,
thing,
really.
One thing that we have to allude to is that this thing that, and I'm not gonna let this play down, and I hope that you all do the same, that, that I have to wonder about Germany now, and what their, what their standing is, as far as like, okay, let's say that we're patriots here, is Germany on the side of the people of America that, are trying to stand against this tyrannistic type of government? And I wonder about each of their countries. How do they feel about their governments? Do they feel like they're tyrannistic? Being at play, what do y'all think about it? How much do you,
but well, if this is any give you a perspective, there were millions of Germans that took to the streets in protest of the vaccines, the mandates, COVID, the lockdowns, and all of that. But it got very little play on the standard, so-called mainstream
with
media.
The government itself.
What's that? Say that again, Chicago.
Nothing. That has nothing to do with the government itself. Yeah.
No. But German.
All the tortures they've been put through these decades since, the end of World War II and everything that's been done to them, the mind washing and controlled by Zag and everything else, having not just Israelis control their country and brainwashing them and harming their children and all that other stuff they've been doing. But, the whole vaccine thing was standing up against the government. So that's just the people, the slaves of what's going on there. Now that's the government itself, the Zag and everything that's controlling them. Plus, we have over how many American military bases do we have in Germany? Like over 100?
No kidding.
Oh my God.
All that occupation there.
Right.
So whatever's
going on,
they're not sanctioning any flyover for Ukraine, any action towards Ukraine is a total different story altogether.
I say the same thing about Ukraine, right? They're being subjugated and beat down by the West in a similar fashion.
Right. Ahead, Stardust, man.
I You just picked a subject I'm very, very passionate about. It's, the government, the people. You have the people of different countries, right? And they're influenced by their government. The majority of the people and, The two countries I would compare the same as, they've been manipulated by their government, brainwashed by their government. But the majority of the people do not believe, the majority of the people who do not speak out that are against the government, and one is the United States and two is Israel. But of the world, because of the mainstream media puts this crap out there, that's where people get their idea from that the world is this, but it is not. Because the United States and Israel, they are probably the perfect examples of the people, the actual people living in the country, hate the F of their government, over.
Well, they say that people in Israel have gotten, most of them got three shots in a booster. They did. They boosterized all of the children, everyone over there.
Well, if you want to talk that subject, let's compare India, okay? Mm-hmm. Indians, real Indians. Indians are not America. Indians are India. And per square foot, amount of people that lives in one square foot in India, they are the most concentrated, populated land of the world. And you compare their COVID shizit, to anywhere else, Yeah, ivermectin, man, I tell you what, ivermectin, what the news media has done to ivermectin is the same as the two towers that fell in New York.
So let me ask you this. So if they had what mechanic is raising with that point there, with that case number that they have now in Marin County, so why is it that if they come up with a case number and they get enough of, what's at play here of enough people that have been adverse affected, what is the mindset to this thing echo chambering around the freaking country to where it might actually reach Fauci and the Klan and everyone that went along with this jab? And, to say that they was all involved in what's at play here.
I'll tell you exactly. Are you up? Well, I don't want to say up to date, but Pokey LaFarge, the musician, have you heard that name?
What's the name?
Pokey LaFarge.
Oh, that sounds vague, maybe not a lot.
Yeah, well, there's a music video I've posted on my Facebook page. I can't say Facebook. I have to say fake book,
Okay.
His most beautiful song, I mean, he's folk singer type singing, right?
Woody Guthrie?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, you had to say that. Oh, 808, man. I just watched a documentary. Well, not a documentary, but an old movie. It was, you might as well call, because that guy, Guthrie could have been famous. He could have been really, really famous, but he said, heck no. And he just rode the trains around the world and spoke from his heart, you know. And that is exactly my point, is like Pokey Lafarge.
A hobo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
right, a hobo with a heart.
Go ahead, finish your point, Stardust. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is Pokey Lafarge put out his the last video I've seen is just it's called Something in the Water, right?
Yeah.
My point exactly. There is something in the water. They've been filtering this crap upon us. So we are exactly to the point of the old saying of, you know, you don't want the frogs to jump out. That's why you warm the water up slowly till it boils and kill the frogs. Because you don't want the frogs to jump out, you know?
Right.
Over.
So that's what leads me to, you know, I have to ask the question. I wish Jacker would have stayed on the call because I wanted to get his two cents on it. Maybe 808 could shed some light. Mr. Rowan didn't want to come back in on it. Of what it will be coming out of the conversation with Putin and Biden, you know, talks, phone call. What do y'all suppose is gonna come out of those talks? Besides, do you think Putin's gonna act in the wake of, you know, he's not gonna give a damn. He's gonna just say, you know, look, you know, for far too long that, you know, this has been playing out, that, you know, that this is a move that our country has to make. In the wake of, because of the fact that the pipeline goes across Ukraine takes offense of what's being at play here. Or do they feel offensive about the actions of Putin? They take it as an offense, you know what I'm saying? Like he wants to come against them in the wake of an action. Because they are lined up with military personnel on the border. I know it may be just a... you know, photo op, you know, per se, but they do have a lot of, you know, stuff activities.
Here's Putin's stance on this is, you call it a prank, you know, like, oh my God, the best way I can explain it is back in the day, this, my boss, this guy, if you never seen him before, you would swear to God that he was Jim Croce. He looked exactly like Jim Croce. Yeah, and his name was Daryl. The same spelling, the same exact spelling. It's 808. I don't know if you understand this or not, but. Understand it, but my name is Darrell, which is not normal for Daryl, right? And this guy, my boss, was exact, but he was a prankster. He liked fun. He was the Joker. And there was this other person that he saw that, you know, we did not like, I mean, just, you know, people have auras, you know, we all have an aura, you know, and we can see a different aura. And he saw that our two auras did not clash, me and this other guy. And so he whispered in the other guy's ear, whispered a different story in my ear, that he knew that when he whispered those two different stories that we would clash, and it came down to that, and we were And because of those two different whispers, we were to the point of fisticuffs and we're ready to beat each other's ass up, you know? And then one of us spoke a few words that enlightened us, and we figured out this guy's playing the both of us. And that is what is happening in the United States right now, right today, is we're being played from two different sides of the story to get us to fight among us. Because here is the narrative, is divide and conquer. They're trying their best right now to divide us. Because once we're divisioned between the two halves, then they can come in and conquer. Over.
Well, I have to say, too, that let this be said that, like Jacker said, that, you know, that these people here in the United States, it would be what's at play for them to be able to cover up because they done jabbed so many people. And what Mechanic just brought forth with that information, you know, of, you know, a lot of people probably question the fact of, you know, the, you know, is this spike protein, you know, CRISPR type of mRNA, gene jumping, you know, is this real? You know, is this real? You know, and then we had that girl that come on, Jihad Radio was trying to gripe out, that gentleman over there on that station, you know, and not realizing that what was really at play here was that this spike protein is for real. And now we're seeing it that they're with this case number, and all she would have to do is go to this case number that Mechanic has brought forth, and she could see that what's really truthfully at play here, that this is really taking place and that this is really a big thing. Now, this is what people have to realize, that what's taking place is that a lot of murderous activity has been played, and Fauci says, just take it, just take it, just come drink the Kool-Aid, as Jim Jones told his people, right? Come take it, come take it. That's what he's telling.
That's what I love about Revolution Radio and One America. They are hand in hand, and they're waking people to F up, you know.
There you go, Darren. Well said. Well said. And that's what's at play here, you see? And a lot of people that once they come to realize, when Mechanic brings information like that that proves that there's something going on here, well, then, okay, I'm going to give you 1+1 right here, right now, okay? Let's say now that we got a case number, now, multiply that or add however many deaths that occurred from the just in the jab itself. Now, we're not talking about the people that were put on respirators, that were injected into the hospitals, you know, that were put on breathing machines. Go ahead.
You just sparked something. Oh, man. This is so very, very important, because the I don't remember the name of the drug, you know, because the majority of the hospitals all over the country, right, when you go in and you're diagnosed for that, and, you know, they put you on all that, but they give you that one particular drug. But the thing is that particular drug, when they were in the testing phase, they were testing like 5 different drugs at the same time, and that one particular drug I'm trying to hold back the F word, and it's really hard. Okay,
you can do it. You can do it, Darren.
Well, Fauci, you know.
Yeah.
Well, at least he starts with an F, right? But that one particular drug in that case study, when they were doing the study, during the study, they had to drop it because the percentage of the fail It was killing people, right? And now that is mandated over the country to use that failed drug. And people go into hospital, you know, because they have COVID. They put them on a ventilator and all that stuff, and they give them that drug. It's that freaking drug is what is killed the majority of the people who have died from COVID-19. They did not die from COVID-19. They died because of being injected with that drug that that our false government is saying that you needed to live. And actually, our false government is killing people hand over fist. Over
808, what is that called that they were using in the hospital that shut down the liver?
Remdesivir.
Exactly. Why? We need to change. We need to change the name to kidney killer.
Right. Yeah. Alliteration.
I got breaking news.
Why don't we let Sergeant Miller? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Breaking news. This just did. Yesterday, I heard a rumor about a certain sheriff in California getting ready to open a case against for murder and crimes against humanity against the public health in his county and possibly the state. They said there was no case number. Today, we have a case number. The sheriff of Sonoma County, California, has officially started an investigation into murder charges and crimes against humanity in his county.
Well, that's the most beautiful breaking news I've heard in a long time.
I would say so. What are you drinking tonight, Daryl?
Oh, just drinking high on life.
High on life, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful people talking. That's my high on life.
Beautiful people talking. I don't know. I look in the mirror. I got to do some work to this beard, let me tell you. How's everybody doing tonight?
Now,
I'm thrilled to hear this news. Who do we got here? Two Feathers, Sergeant Miller, 808, and Daryl, huh? Quite the lineup.
Yeah, Sergeant Miller's on the call.
Yeah, he hadn't had a chance to really say anything, so I was going to open it up to him.
Nah.
But before we do that, but hang on one second, Sergeant Miller. So now others who have been harmed, mechanic, can join on this lawsuit, right? In California, right?
Well, it's not really a lawsuit. This is a criminal investigation. So what they're looking for are victims. They're looking for victims of adverse effects.
That sounds like the infomercial the lawyers.
At the very beginning, there'll be infomercials for lawsuits. If you are harmed by AstraZeneca,
right.
Stardust Man, why don't we let Sergeant Miller take the mic for a moment, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yeah, let him have his due.
I was just enjoying, you know, it sounds like the smoking pit in the military. You know, you got so many minds talking and didn't. So, you know, I just enjoyed it. It's Friday night.
It's hard to keep up sometimes, you know, over.
It's a beautiful creation. Yeah. I mean, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're on Rev Radio listening to real people talking. Okay.
On a Friday night. Yes.
Yeah.
So what you think about this? I'm sorry, Mechanic, go ahead.
Yeah, real people, real talk on an uncensored frontier without corporate overlords. Without the threat of having your bank account seized, without the threat of, losing your job, you know, Rev Radio, we bring you the truth without fear of corporate overlords. Go ahead.
Sergeant Miller, what do you think about this activity? Which way do you see this thing playing? Now, we don't know what the phone call is going to include between Biden and Putin. But what do you, as a military individual, what is your mindset when you see this type of military machinery on the border of Ukraine, is this a photo op, or is this something that gets your attention?
Sergeant Miller, before you start, two feathers.
All right.
I tell you what it's going to be right off the start. I'm just real short. If Putin's going to be telling Biden, I've seen the pictures, man.
Yeah.
I've seen the photos, bro. All right? I've seen the photos. That's going to be the end of the discussion. Go ahead, Sergeant.
Well, I look at, you see, I always try to connect history with that and Charlie Wilson's war, when the United States gave the Afghan rebels those surface-to-air missiles to fight off Russia. And then I go to Iran and how the United States picked on Iran to get Russia to do this. And then Syria. You know, I build up a timeline because it's the same ball game. The United States always want to put their hand in a pile of shit and don't smell it. You know,
that's
Ukraine. Ukraine been in a civil war. That's what a lot of people not focusing on. You got a split in Ukraine. You got the ones that want to go to the UN, NATO, and then you got the other ones that favor Russia. So to me, let them figure it out. Let them deal with Russia. We got enough problem. You know, that's what pisses me off with.
I agree.
What Joe Biden.
I agree.
You know.
Well, we have to read into that a little bit because of the fact that I'll give the mic right back to you, 808. We can let them try to figure this whole thing out. But the thing is, though, we could also take it with the grain of salt, the mindset that, Putin could have it in his own mind, being that he was with the KGB. That, he could just waltz right in there without any, just say, well, we could just shut down whatever type of anti-military.
He could have been done it. He could have been done it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Remember this, though, too, Sergeant, that he has, Russia has different military capabilities today versus back in the day. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is the whole thing is a farce. It's the media against the world.
Like I don't blame Russia as the part, because we're dealing with a president that was with a mafia, background. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, we have
Joe Biden.
Give the man his respect. You know.
No, I'm saying if the media blowing this stuff up, if the media would shut their mouth and leave it alone, they would work it out together. But it's the media blowing this stuff up.
I mean,
the media.
Hold on, Stardust, man. But the thing is, though, Putin is still, see, that's what you all fail to realize, that Putin's still going to be in his own mindset for the sake of his own country. You know, he's still got.
What the heck is going to come for there, two feathers?
Protect your interests.
Yeah, that's a heck of a conclusion. You don't think we understand that Putin's going to think for himself in the best interest of his country, huh?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. That's where my intent is.
You don't think that these fine lads right here would come to that conclusion all on their own?
Yeah, the media is jacking up all this, but in the whole time that you got Putin over there thinking he's standing with China, and they're having in cahoots with one another, and they can do their own type of dealings because they're just doing natural resources, what their exports are that are naturally coming out of each of them's country. Whole time that you got the hard assets being distributed to Russia, you see, and then they can, we got hard assets. We could go ahead forth, and we got, military standings that we can, purchase whatever type of military arsenal that we need to build because we have hard assets back. You see what I'm saying?
But so far you haven't addressed any crime. There's no criminality in anything you just said.
Yes.
There's no crime.
The natural course of there's no criminality that I can
detect. Because of NATO, they don't want Ukraine joining NATO. For some reason, they feel intimidated by that. Why is that?
No.
Because it's right on their border. Wait, do you have a geographical perspective, right? You need to have it so you can understand. Ukraine is right on Russia's front door.
Yes.
So why and there's not NATO enough of a buffer.
Because NATO would be a powerhouse against them being on their front door? Is that the reason?
Well, okay, well, let's flip the script. Why don't we let Russia put missiles in Cuba?
I thought they already did. I thought they already had.
Good point, AOA.
Well, we had the, didn't we have the confrontation, the Cuban Missile Crisis in the 60s?
Yeah, with Kennedy. But the thing is, but I heard that all changed now. I heard Russia is having some kind of standard in Cuba.
Okay.
Or NATO or whatever. But.
May I say something, please?
The
thing is, you need to look at this as a chess game, and where Putin is, he's trying to ignore all this BS, but when BS gets too profound in the BS, he can no longer sit back and not say nothing, so he has to. Thank God for comedy, right? Thank God for comedy, because if it wasn't for comedy, we would all go insane, right? That's just the beginning of what I want to say is,
are you kidding me right now? Hurry up, put it in second. Come on down.
Okay. Really quick is, from what I see is, what Putin is doing is, for his comedy stance is the China in the checkerboard, right? And he's using China to put out in the fake media that they're getting along with him because he knows it's going to piss us off because we have frickin' we as the U.S. government, not you and me, but the U.S. government has been so dastardly offensive against Russia that it's payback. So he's playing the China game to make it look like he's playing with China to piss us back off. Payback.
Fake media. I don't know if I call it fake media, but Mechanic, you wanted to say something?
I got 3 points of interest that you might want to, sit back and listen to. 3 points of interest for you, Daryl. Number one, Putin. A black belt in jiu-jitsu. I think he practiced kung fu. A little bit. He might have done a little Israeli training, I believe. He had some Israeli military training, Krav Maga. He has stated publicly that the New World Order will never take place on his watch. He is publicly.
That makes me want to move to Russia.
I let you talk, Daryl.
Go ahead.
He said publicly that he would never let the NWO transpire on his watch. And third, he said publicly that he does not recognize Joe Biden as a legitimate president.
That's two times I want to move to Russia.
And to add to your point, Mechanic, who got the most to lose in this situation? It's Joe Biden.
Oh, it's Hunter.
Joe Biden got an air. Yeah.
I'm
just saying, like, when Trump, when you had the Russiagate with Trump, Trump is making deals and this and that. It's the exact same thing that Joe Biden is doing. But nobody is bringing that up except us on Rev Radio.
Rev Radio.
You had a sitting vice president telling another country to get rid of a state attorney that picked up the case on Hunter Biden deals with all of that natural gas and oil.
Yes.
You're not going to get the billion, right? My flight leaves in 6 hours.
Mechanic, what's the third point?
Huh?
You said you had three points.
Did you tune out, bro? Do you just tune out, man?
Sergeant Millard.
I listed the three components. What do you got, 808, for Sergeant Millard? Go ahead. Come on, Daryl. Get with the program.
No, I just want to reiterate what he's saying. Right. Biden has far more to lose, right? We all know about the corruption
there
that took place in the Ukraine.
808, man, back me up on this, dude. There is enough. There's probably a notebook or two, huh? Sitting in the desk of some Ukraine official that's going to hand it right over to Vladimir himself. Hey,
you
probably already got it.
Here you go.
Exactly. Just like Crimea, you know.
Crimea River.
so point on. Thank you.
Crimea, what you said, Stardust? What about Crimea?
No, they wanted Russia. They wanted to become. They were a land of the lost, and they wanted to go back home, and they asked Russia to come in, but the world, like, basically the world is, when I say world, is basically spawned the United States, you know, saw it as an attack, you know. But no, it was the people that lived in that land. They were part of Russia, and this wall went up dividing them from Russia, and they asked Russia, we want to go back home, and we want you to come here.
More importantly, they voted. They had open elections.
Exactly. That's what you said.
UN. And they chose to remain and be a part of Russia. But yet you'll still get the narrative of Russia.
That's what the whole thing with Ukraine is the majority of the people in Ukraine, they want that. And, okay, But it's the mafia that is keeping them separate. It's like it's almost like the Ukraine is like controlled. It's kind of like Nazi Germany back in World War II. You know, it's like don't you speak up or we'll shut you down. Don't speak up that you want to go back to Russia because we'll shut you down, you know, over.
Right.
I just like to say, Crazy Drummers, you know, look up Crazy Drummers Ukraine. Those are some really, really hot women.
He loves Russians and Ukrainian women. No, I was just saying the president of Ukraine shut down all opposition in terms of the media. He shut down the TV networks, I believe newspapers too. But no one's allowed to speak the truth. But now he does have sobriety though, because he's telling Joe Biden to calm down, dude, chill. It's not like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Russia's not trying to invade us. Dude, why don't you just calm down? No, Ukraine. Yeah, we got to get through. And here's the other point I want to make. Here's the master point, I guess. Why is Joe Biden more concerned about the Ukraine's border than he is about America's southern border?
All right.
The,
I
thought I just said.
The, The reason why is the money is running out. But the money is running out, and they need war to keep the money going.
Ah, got nothing to do with money. It's got to do with how much money.
Well, it's greed, yeah. Whether it's money or whatever. It's greed.
Daryl, come on. Anyway,
we got to rush over to we got to rush over to the Ukraine to defend their borders. But ironically, we can't muster up even a squad to go over and defend.
Yeah, he can't get any support.
Border.
He can't get any support right now.
Right. So, he's not willing to, and he wants to tear the wall down there, right? But yet, here in Hawaii, Obama's building a wall on this beachside mansion.
Yeah, how tall is that?
I thought he was supposed to.
How tall is that wall?
That's tall enough so he can have his shenanigans. I don't know. I would imagine it'd be probably about 5 to 10 feet.
Walk around and shake their willies together without the
I was thinking that, but I wasn't gonna say
also,
that.
Also, I don't give a rat's ass about that.
Well, listen, people.
Listen, we have drones, so it doesn't matter how tall that wall is. Right. Drone problem.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
The reason why that Biden's not concerned about our southern borders is because they're bringing in the illegal immigrants to or immigrants, whatever you want to call them. I'm not trying to, you know, raise no beef or sand with them. All I'm saying is, you know, every man, you know, has a right to earn his keep. And the thing is, you know, it's for the cheaper labor, but they're having a labor shortage. You know, as they call it, but how many people here in America are not taking the jab? I would love to know how many, immigrants are coming into this country that are, if they're these job openings that need to be filled, how many of them are taking the jab for those job positions? Now, you see, they could be moving them in for that cheaper labor as well.
And they're not required to...
Go ahead, 808.
They're not required, right, to go through any of the COVID restrictions that are imposed and mandated on the American people.
Yeah, no vaccines, no masking.
Nothing. They can use their warrants as ID, in fact, in the airports that they come through. So it's a tremendous imbalance and imposition on us Americans that are paying taxes because we end up terribly supporting.
Then therefore, we could say it's for the cheaper labor.
It's double standard.
It's a political. They're trying to change the political demographics, and so they know that if people who receive aid from the government will tend to support Democratic policies and candidates.
Yeah.
So that's what they really want.
Yeah, we're talking about
graduates.
Illegals and dead people. That's who vote for Democrats.
Right. It's a
displacement strategy. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you a little personal story. I got a cousin that's back home right now. He stays in Oakland. Now, he got an app on his phone. It's called Blue Chip. Now, these are jobs, quick jobs, warehouse jobs, forklift jobs. $21 to $25 an hour. You don't have to have no application, no interview. All you do is just log onto the app, you see a job, you press the button, it automatically puts you in the position, and then you get a confirmation email. I mean, he telling me you can have 3-4 different jobs a week, you know, 4 hours a day, at this job, another 4 hours at this job, and you're making $25 an hour. So imagine the immigrants. The immigrants, all they got to do is just get a cell phone with that app.
Yeah.
They making $50,000-$60,000 a year.
Wow.
Right.
You know, and it's about to go to Texas.
Yeah, these are cash jobs. I mean, they're not, legitimate in terms of government. you know, the requirements
corporation
for registering taxes and all of that. So these are cash jobs, right?
Yeah, and well, some of them are tax. Some of them are,
right,
you pay taxes. But some of them, I was like,
right.
But he's showing me this app, and I'm looking at 30 different positions, and they all $25 an hour. And I was like, man, you could get your hustle on.
Yes,
you know, I'm like,
they make you more money than the average American. Right. It's tax-free, so that means, Two Feathers, they're not participating in funding the programs that American taxpayers are underwriting, right? We're subsidizing, see, because they're taking their money and they're keeping it because they're working under the table in a lot of cases.
Somebody's got to throw the gauntlet down. Are we going towards 1 o'clock? Are we doing 1 o'clock? Are we doing 4 hours?
Oh, my God. I got 10:03 here. You're the commander in chief.
That's right. You have reached Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, where we come put the news down. We got the mechanic up and running, baby. He done brought the real news of what's going on here in Maricopa County.
Well, I'm not taking over anything. You guys were here before me. It's your show. You're a host here as well. Jared Bear comes on at 1 o'clock for after hours. We'll run the next hour until he gets here. That's all I wanted to point out.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
And this is the station where the woke went to sleep.
When the woke wake up, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what. The woke realize. Let me say that again for those slow hearing individuals. When the woke realize, when their family members start dying off, they start losing their kids. They're gonna lose their mind.
No, that's what you call the people that freak out. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, when the woke become Trump supporters, man, what a world we'll be living in.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Trump was right the whole time.
Trump, unless Trump comes out and says, I was not behind Warp Speed. They did not tell me this was mRNA. They did not tell me it was going to recreate your DNA. They did not tell me that they hated God so much that they wanted to destroy his image. I was ignorant to all these facts, and I just couldn't say anything. Is that acceptable to anybody on this panel?
I think one of the greatest things that happened is that little thing in Texas when Trump, the one before that, Trump says, "I will not say boycott the people who, that had control of the satellite, shutting them down." But this last one, he said that he flat out said, "Boycott AT&T, boycott those effing mothers." Oh, I gotta control my tongue.
Okay.
Well, to answer your question, Mechanic, I think you'd have to ask the parents that lost their children to this vaccine. You know,
right.
I think I'd want to hear their answer.
Yeah, as far as supporting Trump or not, right.
All we need to do is put up a chart and show the rise of autism on the same chart with the percentage of the shots. Yeah, that's a good chart.
Go ahead. Who was that, 808 or Mechanic that wanted to say so?
Well, look, we already know those stats. Starting in 1973, it was like one out of every 6,000 or something had autism, something like that. And now it's like one out of every 10. Something's ridiculous. Either way, gluten, your body rejecting gluten was never an issue prior to them doing GMOs and, all these other synthetic groceries that we find ourselves trying to avoid.
Synthetic roaches like that.
They're going to all find, they're going to use every technique they can, every tactic, every angle, food, weather, drought, Karen, Ken, the law, corrupt police, on the take police, on the take bureaucrats, special interest groups, lobbyists, you know, all these people. You know, Pfizer is in the same bed with Moderna, and I'll tell you how, okay? Pfizer's in the same bed with Moderna because they're both owned by BlackRock. BlackRock also owns Neil Young. Neil Young was told by BlackRock to have Pfizer protected. They need to protect their financial investment. So BlackRock tells Pfizer to tell or to that we got you covered. We're going to have a talk with Neil. They call Neil and they say, hey, make a stink. We want to cancel Rogan. He's costing us money. People are going to stop getting vaccinated. This is a problem. So Neil says to Spotify, pull my music, you know, cancel Rogan or pull my music. Of course they pull the music.
Right.
Douchebag. And then you got Halle Berry. She's not on Spotify. She's not Netflix. She's got a movie on Netflix. She calls Spotify and says, if you don't cancel Joe Rogan, I'm going to cancel my movie on Netflix. Bitch, get a grip. Get washed up. Nobody cares.
And when I saw that, I just said to myself, please do not tell me so.
Hey, and guess what I heard yesterday? I heard yesterday that Spotify said, and this guy like tripled down on Joe Rogan. He said,
yes, the CEO corrected the board. Go ahead, you fellas.
Yeah, he said Joe Rogan is not going anywhere. He's staying on Spotify, and I'm going to put $100 million, what he said, $10 million down, or I know it's like a grand amount of money that he's putting down on Joe Rogan to stay on Spotify. Neil Young, see you later.
He's getting even more money.
Yeah, my opinion, exactly. Goodbye, Rumble, Neil Young.
Yeah. Didn't Rumble offer Joe Rogan $100 million to come on board?
Yes.
And he turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
He
turned it down.
Yes, he did.
Freedom. Okay. Neil Young wrote a song called Freedom, what? Freedom, Freedom Train? Freedom? Get on the.
Something about Fort Dead in Ohio, too. I mean, yeah, he's a political activist.
A good number of his songs were about freedom and free speech.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
The thing is, Neil Young has interest. He's banking them. Yeah.
Why are you being so damn polite, Daryl? Why don't you just call it like it is? Neil Young has no balls. He's been castrated. His balls are inside the purse of the wife of the CEO of BlackRock.
He has no soul. He does not have a soul anymore.
And guess what? Guess what else? That BlackRock, Bill Gates has a great standing into BlackRock. How you love that? And Pfizer.
So they're all connected.
Like they're all connected.
Oh, yeah, they're all connected. They got to reach around for miles, let me tell you. It's one handyman shake after another. A behind-the-scenes paycheck to one brother, right? This is what it is. It's all these brothers. They're in a brotherhood. They're in a cult. They're in a Freemasonry. They're in some type of club, Illuminati, you call it. A cabal, you call it. They're the rulers. They don't give a damn about us. They were born into these families. They were born into these bloodlines. And they're educated from day one, and they're taught to accept the fact that they're elite. They're above the going. They don't need us. They don't want us, and we're nothing but in their way of their
agenda. birds of a feather flock together. Over.
Got that, two feathers. But no, that answers Deacon's earlier question as to the why of it all. I think you just succinctly summed up the why. The why is they hate us. They don't care about us. They want us all dead, and they want to conquer the world, right?
Yeah, control.
So this is James Bond villain stuff on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
This is Moonraker. This is Moonraker, man.
Anyway, were you listening to my show? I did.
Not today.
Thursday night.
I did.
I grabbed the round table. I did 2 hours, 2.5 or whatever, and then it carried on for another 4 or 5 hours. But I played the video, didn't I, guys? What 808 just brought up? Say what you just brought up again. That, what was it? What were you talking about?
Oh, about the James Bond villain on steroids.
Yeah. So I played the video. It was a GM commercial. Did you guys see this GM commercial?
No, thank you.
Let me play this GM commercial for you. And you're going to get it.
Is this a future Super Bowl commercial?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay.
Yeah, this thing is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And it couldn't be more right on the money.
Jimmy the screen mechanic. Thank you.
All right, let's mute this dude. How you doing? Hey, no communism. I love it. All right.
Gentlemen.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to say something before I start this?
I just love it.
All right. Here we go. You'll recognize all these characters. You got Michael Myers. You got Mike Myers. You got Seth Green. You got all the original players here. Here we are.
Over of General Motors is complete.
Dr. Abel, we can now use GM's Ultium platform.
So the takeover of General Motors is complete. Well, no shit, because the government bailed them out, and now that makes the government gets certain privileges with this company, and they have to fall in line. Okay? So just keep listening. Don't watch the commercial so much for the effects, but just try to listen.
Power our whole operation. Now we can reduce tailpipe emissions.
I'm sorry.
Now we can reduce tailpipe emissions?
Am I no longer Dr. Evil? I'm Dr. Good now. I didn't get the meme.
Climate change is arguably the number one...
Climate change. Lovely.
Threat to the world now.
Seth Green? Go. He's
yep.
Low.
Dr. Evil, you are now the number two.
Rob Lowe? You can go yourself too.
Threat to the world.
I refuse to be number two.
We have to help the planet.
Oh, please, cheer.
For my son.
Your son? I shall name him Baby Me.
No, his name is Kyle.
Mike Myers.
Ow!
You must help save the world first.
Then you can take over the world. Okay, Fro, how about you let me do the business, all right? Hold on, I've got it. I will help save the world first. Then...
Okay, what do you think's coming next? I will help save the world first, and then what?
A jail.
What are they trying to do right
then
now?
Then I will rule
trying
the world.
To help save the world yeah. Right now.
Reset. Oh, no. Climate change.
Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go.
And take over the world.
And then
you
take over the world.
Scott, you just don't get it, do you?
What? What don't I get?
You don't get it.
Oh, we're right back.
And you're never going to get it.
You can't draw me into these little... You act like a child.
It is. You don't get it.
I am an adult. You can't push my buttons anymore.
Ow! We'll reduce that cost.
Whatever. Okay, let's go. You're going all electric.
Everybody in!
Not you, Scott. One day you're going to run the company, Baby Me.
Mini Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just waiting right. On the lasers on the sharks, huh?
Yeah,
it's great. It's all the memes, all the social engineering memes, right, that and the direction that they want to point us in. So 100%. GM is becoming super woke. Super
GM
woke.
Signed a GM sat down with Obama administration and signed a contract for their bailout, and I do believe that these commercials reflect that bailout.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you can see the connections with that bailout.
Along with the agenda.
Yep.
Right.
The airlines, even the airlines.
But oddly enough, what do you see with the Chevy commercial?
Control takeover.
Apple pie.
No, too bad. It's easy. Easy. What do you see with the last big time Chevy commercial? They show a rancher and his daughter.
Yes.
Driving down the road.
Right.
Mom passed away a while ago, right? It's now just father and daughter getting along on the ranch. And, you know, he's had this old car in the barn for a long time and used to drive her mom around. And, you know, the daughter goes out and contacts all of his friends and the mechanics and the welders and whatnot, body guy. And they pull the car out and they sneak it out of the ranch and the barn and they take it over the shop and they shine it all up, polish it, get it running again. They bring it back, surprise the dad on the ranch. You know, it's like a Chevy. I think it was a Chevy. It was either Chevy Nova.
It was
something.
A Chevy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that commercial.
Yeah.
So that's Americana. That's
Americana.
America. Baseball.
That's Americana.
Chevrolet. So, yeah. Apple pie and Chevrolet.
Right. GM is Chevy, though, for you guys that don't know. So they're playing both sides.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah.
Ah.
Just make you hold on tight. Go ahead.
Chevy Buick, all that.
Yeah, I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah. I done bought the name. I'm on my third vehicle with General Motors.
Yeah, I've had Chevy a few. I'm driving.
I got a raw deal.
Right now, I got a Suburban and a Tahoe.
Yeah, well, I got a...
What's the matter with you guys? You don't drive Japanese?
No, I do.
Don't put it in the garage.
I would like to say something here. What really pissed me off more than anything else is the United States government bailed out Chrysler. But when American Motors went under the water, they didn't help them one bit. Because AMC, the AMC Javelin, now that is a car. Over.
And it makes you wonder who was involved. What are the spider web of Chrysler? Who's all involved with Chrysler? That's Dodge.
Lee Iacocca. Yeah, they're all Freemasons, probably.
Yeah.
The horns, the satanic horns.
The best thing that ever came out of that was DMC. You know, the Back to the Future car. You know, over.
Oh, you're talking about the DeLorean.
Yeah. Well, of course they had to. They couldn't have that crap. They could not do that crap. So they set him up with cocaine, put him out of business, you know, over.
Right. Can't have those stainless steel cars around here, boy.
From the beginning, the light bulb, you know, I don't know how many people are aware of this because when the light bulbs, in the beginning of the history of the light bulbs, they had a committee and, you know, you were not allowed to have a light bulb last beyond a certain period of its lifetime. And I forget what company it was, and they were fined because their light bulbs lasted too long. Over.
Planned obsolescence. That's right.
Yes.
They depended on people consuming.
And a stainless steel car body. A stainless steel car body, especially like in Minnesota where salt is on the road. You know, how long is it going to last compared to steel rusty bodies, you know? The song, you know. The rusty Chevrolet. Looked that one up.
Right. And GM they made the first inroads into electric vehicles, remember? They even had a documentary about it.
But yeah, well, that the government of California made them do it, and they did have a very good idea, but because of frickin' lawyers in this country, they had to go back on that. And now we're coming around and around too. Now we're going back to electric.
And you're going now back everyone, to electric, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they forced the owners to return the cars, or I guess leases or whatever, and then they destroyed them. They smashed them.
Right.
But now they're all woke, and everything must be electric. So they were Tesla before Tesla.
Yes, way beyond before Tesla.
They had electric cars. Cadillac was making electric cars in 1919.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the
very first cars that came out in the invention of cars were electric. That was back before they invented the gasoline engine.
They were running parallel, electric and gas. It was like in competition. But why did electric fall out of favor? Because gasoline was so super-duper cheap, right?
No. It's not about – it's all about the money. It's because they got money from – once they found this just – look at the old TV show, you know, the hillbilly shooting a critter and missed and hit, you know, went in the pond and oil come bubbling up and next thing you know, he's living in Beverly Hills. It's all about the frickin'
moon. Well, one day he was out shooting for some food and up through the ground come a bubbling crude oil, that
exactly.
Is black gold. Texas tea.
It's all about the money.
Old Jed's a millionaire. Ken Folk said, right. Jed, move away from there.
Yeah.
California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck. Hills, that is.
I have to put a plug in for the lady that lives in United Kingdom, Jessie J. And the name of the music video is Price Tag, All About the Money. The name of the music video is Price Tag, but you know, in that music video, it's all about the money, money, money.
Video music references, I tell you.
Right.
Your bands.
So. I love music. This station was created for music. Mike Ringley.
You can get a show on Hawk's Nest. Yeah, because Hawk's Nest is open. You can play music on there.
Oh, really?
Willa, you want to have a show on Hawk's Nest where you just feature some of your Russian music and your, yeah. I think you might get a
kick
out.
Well, you just opened a book to me because the last time I was able to do what you're saying is the last time, well, I'm not in Chatsy anymore, but the last chat room before Chatsy, there was a music room, and man, I kept that room full, believe me.
Yeah, well, the Hawk's Nest is up and running. So there you go.
Thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm. So are you Russian music aficionados?
It's not just Russian music. I love all style of music, as long as it's got a good beat.
Japanese K-pop. Yep, go see Daryl.
I can't remember his name, but he produced for Oh, the man that wrote, oh, well, written three books, and he's on his fourth. Sean David Morton. The man that produced.
Well, Sean David Morton.
Big. Yeah, the big hairy
Santa
guy. That, well, the big hairy guy that produced for him, Steve.
Oh, Steve Travesty. Used to be Travesty.
Yes.
No, Steve Zaralok.
Right.
Yes. So what about Steve Zaralok? I mean.
I don't know.
Haven't heard from him in a while. Wow, he used to be a big part of the station. I guess he's doing.
One person I haven't heard for a long time, I wonder, before Sean David Morton came on air, and
JP,
yes, JP. No,
yeah.
I back in the day, I called into JP's show, and the my most vivid memory of calling into JP's show is the old Vietnam War, where they took indigenous Native Americans and tested them to be trackers, and it was so successful they indoctrinated them into the army. But the first thing you do is you cut off their hair, and once their hair was cut, they lost their ability. And JP started growing his hair long at the same, and I heard the same story at probably at the same time JP did, and we were both growing our hair long, I called into JP's show, and the thing that I remember the most is on the very back of your neck, the hair is shorter but way more finer than the rest of your hair, and I said, JP, do you think that those hairs, those really fine hairs on the back of your neck, are there to pick up higher frequencies that your longer hair doesn't pick up? And that's my, what I just question myself, where is JP today? Over.
Well, he's probably semi-retired. Yeah, a lot of people that come and gone on the station.
Well, yeah. One of the
old
greatest
friends of the station.
One of the greatest people that had passed was who JP took Wolf Spirit Radio over. You know, that passed away.
Yes.
You know.
That's right. He's probably got his hands full with Wolf Spirit Radio. That's probably why you don't hear from him.
JP dropped Wolf Spirit Radio a long time ago. That's where Main Street, she was a follower of that station. And when that station dropped, I don't know what happened to JP, but he could no longer handle it, and that was the demise of Wolf Spirit Radio. He dropped it, and that's when Main Street and Viking, because you know Viking used to have a show on there, and that's when you know he came over to Revolution Radio Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Daryl. Why don't you plug the station? Why don't you get the station?
Before you do that, real quick, I'm going to step aside. Gentlemen, thanks for having me on at this late hour. I appreciate it. And
thank you, mechanic.
Yeah, you guys are a fun group to listen to. It's fun being on here with you guys. So thank you for having me. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
Right here.
I'll be on tomorrow. No. I will be on Sunday night, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 1 hour from midnight here on the West Coast. So we'll talk to you soon.
I'll set my alarm clock.
Take care of yourself. Yes.
Time is ticking.
Yeah. So, all right. So you want to do a station promo, Daryl?
Oh, I so appreciate it. Yes, there is no waves going across the earth like Revolution Radio, because the most important thing that I see on Revolution Radio is there's no greed, because if you had greed, you would have like Alex Jones, he's probably the next best, but he gets paid. But here's what makes Revolution Radio so special, is nobody gets paid. Everyone does it from their heart. And that is what is so special about listening to a radio station where everyone freely gives from their heart, because you have their truth, or at least their belief of the truth. You know, whether it's their belief of the truth or you know, you have to have your gut feeling and feel what is true. But I'm telling you what, you know, you ain't going to get any closer than people speaking from their heart like they do on Revolution Radio. Over.
Well said. Yes. We're also freedomslips.com. Folks, go over to the homepage and hit the donate button.
Shout out to the chat.
Exactly, Sergeant Miller. You want to tell them about the chat room?
Oh man, you get a whole rainbow of. But I enjoy it, and you can really make new friends, you know, that's what it's about. Sometimes shows don't even be on. It'd be dead air and people in the chat just keeping that energy going, you know, and then the archives.
Oh yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
And you know, I was thinking about doing a t-shirt. Yeah. I think about doing a t-shirt. You know, I'm an archive junkie. You know, I mean, a lot of people come in and look, you put them shows together and you get a picture of it. You get a picture of what's going on, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not only a picture, it's a blueprint on life.
That's right, because we have a variety of shows, variety of topics. But there's none finer as far as current events, news analysis. We're not afraid to speak the truth. Well, because we're not constrained, right, by advertisers who would tell us what we can say, how we can say it, and when, right?
Well, you can do what I did, a comparison, because to give you an example, back when the pipeline thing was going through in North Dakota, you know, Western North Dakota, and there was nobody reporting on it. And the only way I even knew that stuff was going down is because of a redheaded woman that had a show back then, and she was reporting on it. And I thought, wow, this is breaking news. So I got on my computer and I started checking out to see who else was reporting. Nobody was reporting on it. And so I kept on checking every day when I come home from work, and I'd check and see who was reporting on it. Nobody was reporting it. The first one that I found that were actually reported on mainstream news was Fox, right? They were the first one. And then nobody, the second one was CBS. And then by that time it was so blown up, it was like, you know, it was like too much news to ignore, right? And then all these other stations started reporting on, but long after it was so blown up on Real, CNN, they did not report on it until everybody was on the bandwagon. It was too big to ignore. Then CNN finally reported on it. So, and wait a minute. Let me back up. I left one out. The second, okay, I said that Fox was first. Yeah, no. Yeah, I said Fox was first, but no, Fox was not the first. The first first report I saw on mainstream media was Russia Today. They were the first one, which really, really surprised me back then. And that's something I really, really love about Willow. You know, she lives in England, but her heart, you know Willow on her opinion of Russia Today news, right? And that's why I feel a special connection with her, even though I've really pissed her off in the past, you know, but she has a really, really
why
good
kill
heart.
A beautiful moment? A beautiful sentiment. Why kill it with the truth? Come on, dude. She's got a beautiful heart.
She does. She has a very beautiful heart. And her poetry is awesome. But anyway,
well, I'd like to report on something if I can. The Turbo Encabulator. The original machine had a base plate of prefabulated metal surrounded by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two main spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fan. The latter consisted of simply of six hydrocopic Marzo vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O'Deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots in the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible trimming pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters. Should I repeat that, gents?
My question is today's 5G waves coming out there, how does
out of
it,
the turbo encabulator?
Yes, yeah, because magnetic waves, they tend to clash against each other. So how does that affect it?
Well, no, Daryl, you missed the whole point. You know that side fumbling was effectively eliminated. I just stated that. Because
back
of the Lotus
then,
deltoid
back
type.
Then, but what about today?
No, it can't happen. The main winding, right? Lotus O'Deltoid type. It took care of all of that.
Okay.
Good Lord, guys. You got to follow along, Daryl. Come on.
Dude.
Yes.
I lost
that's
dude,
one of my favorite commercials.
Oh, I didn't that's even a, remember
well,
all of
you
that.
You probably heard the pro. I don't know. Wow. No, I'm reading from a script. I found it, Hawk did that as a promo. Yeah, it comes on again. They revived it. I like it. It's just
yeah,
crazy.
That is cool, man. Differential girdle spring. That's,
right?
That's the right. One that got my
attention. Well, it's on the up end of the gram meters. Up end of the gram meters. You got to have that, right?
Yeah.
So, wow.
You had to be reading the first script because there's no way I could remember all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
know.
A lot of engineering terminology. Yes. Hey. Yes, indeed. But yeah, somebody's got to do it. The tough work, man, around here. There's actually a diagram of it, too. Somebody tried to make one. A terrible encabulator.
makes you wonder what was going around in Einstein's brain, right?
Yeah, they have an actual diagram of that, man. I'd like to see that in that.
Yeah, in the article. Yeah, I might just go ahead and give you guys the link here. Shoot, but yeah, it was a satirical technical description of the turbo incalculator was written by a British graduate student, John Helens Quick.
And what does that actually run? 808.
Nothing at all. It's totally a work of fiction and fancy, and it's kind of like engineers making fun of themselves, right? So yeah, so they just
that totally fits with
exercise folly.
I've got a picture that I took, you know, in my youth days. You never saw me without a camera slung around my shoulder, right? And I got a picture back in 1977, something like that. And the picture is of the supply desk in the Army. I was in the Army at the time. My supply sergeant, his desk, you know. And on the front of his desk, he had a piece of paper, you know, taped on the front of his desk with bold, very, very, very bold typing saying, if you can't baffle him with bullshit, if you can't dazzle him with brilliance, baffle him with bullshit. Over.
and how many Jägermeister? How much Jägermeister y'all drink in Normandy?
He knows all about that. Don't pretend you don't know, Daryl. Like what? Not I. No.
Are you saying now or then?
No.
Here's the ironic part about it is that was here in the United States back in 1977, and I got out of the Army in 1978, went back in 2 years later, just like a day after I had to drop one rank, you know, had to go back in the Army as a PFC, and the first 3 years I was in the Army, I was in the same place, Columbus, Georgia, you know, Fort Bend, Georgia, the whole 3 years. And the second time I went in the Army, I was married. And I was at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Yes, and wait, I love Savannah, Georgia, the most beautiful places I've ever lived. But and then the second time I went into the Army, I was married, and they sent me to Korea where you couldn't take your wife. How ironic is that? Over.
Very ironic. I'm going to post that in the Chatsy chat, too. By the way, Daryl, how come you're no longer in Chatsy? Did you do something again?
Were
you
got
not on
tired.
Your best behavior?
No, I got tired of the BS.
Oh, Daryl, you got to be tough, man. Yeah. But I know how to.
You
got to
control
sometimes.
The emotions.
Well, I'm really, really tempted to become a hypocrite because I said I wouldn't come back, but I'm really tempted to become a hypocrite.
Oh,
you
got the hijack approach.
Yes, right, yes, right. Yes. But yeah, but way longer than hijacker ever did, you know?
Yeah, because he quit for sure, didn't he?
How many times?
No.
I was joking the other night, 808, in the chat. They were talking about when you and hijacker was going back and forth. I said, shit. Hijacker is Joe Rogan, and 808 is Kanye West.
That's right. We all got our roles to play, you know?
That is too funny. T-O-O-O funny.
Hijacker just wants to control and structure the whole thing, you know. I guess by all rights, that's good to some degree because he created the format, you know, of the High Council. That was kind of his baby. But I guess
I would have loved to have seen him stayed on with us because I wanted him to make his point a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to hear his point.
Yeah.
Man, he jumped off too quick, man. Stardust, I think, guys,
you want to hear a secret? Want to hear a secret, guys? I think he was upset because Dave Scorpio left. You know, he likes Dave Scorpio. Dave Scorpio. So Hijacker had a little,
But he did throw a shot at Scorpio earlier.
Yeah.
You know, he said,
Scorpio was engaged. You know, but he didn't stay long enough to suit Hijacker, so in frustration, Hijacker just, you know. Hijacker has his heroes, man. When he builds up a hero, that's it. Like Tucker Carlson. You guys ever heard of him?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Tucker Carlson? You probably didn't, right?
Scorpio got a show. Scorpio got a show in the morning, so he's probably getting his rest.
He does a great. Yes, he probably is. I'm just saying. That's what I suspect, you know. Because, you know. It's the High Council. It's a high honor, so he wanted, you know.
I mean, why jump
Dave was
the
guest of honor. Well, you know, that Dave's his own man. He, you know, he's a good guy. And Hijacker's just going to have to grow up, you know. He's got to deal with it, you know. We'll have more
I look at the High Council as a midway checkpoint, you know, during the week. You got all the hosts participating.
Yes.
It's prime time Wednesday night. You know, that's how I look at it. So,
right. It's a forum where we can go over and review the week's event at the midpoint, as you correctly pointed out. Right. Just to kind of see what kind of direction the world is going in, you know, and to voice our opinions. And just a tyranny that's
going on. The other night. Yeah, he put it the other night. Did, you know, seem like it was going 20 different people speaking at one time, what it sounded like to me.
That's an exaggerated analysis, because again, he wants to have it his way. You know what I mean? And if the conversation doesn't go exactly as he has it envisioned in his mind, then you're interrupting and you're being stupid and blah, 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 blah. But he does it all the time, you see.
You're right about that point. But the thing was,
he
was trying to structureize it where he also, you know, I think Jacker, you know, if I had to look out, you know, from out looking in, I would just state that, you know, it is a round table. If it's called a round table, then people should get to their point and then say, you know, go ahead. And then the next person could do it. But, you know, you can't take
you
it
see,
for 20 minutes at a time. Come on.
Right. He's not, that's the problem. He's not democratic in his approach to the roundtable. He builds up like these celebrities and certain people that he folk, like if Dude Guy comes on, it'll kind of evolve.
Yeah.
And Dude Guy's excellent. I love listening to Dude Guy, but he'll make it when it's just him and Dude Guy. You know what I mean?
Well, he's almost like a different person when Dude Guy's on.
Yeah. And poor Dude Guy doesn't get a break. Because he keeps assaulting, what about this dude? What about that dude? You know, and no one else gets to participate when they're in that.
Yeah, that's
that,
not
that
fair.
It's not fair to
Dude Guy, right? Because he doesn't.
It's not fair to all of us because
it's not fair to the rest of us because we don't.
Right, because we all have high IQs when it comes to, you know, this walks of life. You know, this thing we call.
Right. We all want to say, well, how about this? And maybe we want to ask Dude Guy a question, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we got a question to Dude. Well, we don't get, you know what I mean? Because he kind of supports the
good luck asking a question.
Yeah, if Hijacker's on, that's what I'm saying. But other than that, you know, he's a good guy and all, but shoot.
Just get over it. 808, you're probably the only one on the call that remembers this, Bo and Rocco show, which one?
Bo and Rocco, pick up the
gym. Right. Which one of the two went to prison, went to jail, you know. And, you know, because I remember listening to that show before, you know, before the one of them went into incarceration, you know. And after he came out, he was listening to him speak. He was not the same man. The voice that,
he was more subdued because of his experience. No, well, that's understandable.
Not subdued. He was changed because you could just tell listening to him, but his heart was in a different place.
Let me say this too, that, you know, when you guy and Jack are on, we have to realize too that this is not the do guy and Jacker show round team. You know, that other people would like some input into the conversation, whereas we don't have to only ask do guy, you know, his input, where we all might have intellectual input into the conversation of the round team. Go ahead.
Right. All views should be respected, right? If it's done, you know, if you use a reasonable amount of decorum, you should be allowed to speak. And please don't complain about people interrupting if that's all you're doing. That's your stock in trade, is to interrupt.
And not excluding the fact that we might have questions for new guy as well, respectively, say.
Yeah, right. It works better for everyone. It keeps the fatigue level down. People, you know, you get a good cross pollination of ideas and thoughts, perspectives.
You know what?
Right? And you know, it's not fair to make one person the answer man for everything.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say, I was just going to say, I'm just like one notch down below a hijacker on interrupting. Over.
We definitely have to rein you in, Daryl, but that's another story for a different day, another discussion. But hijacker has his moments of excellence, right? So you have to balance it, you know. You take the good with the bad. Hey, wow, good point, you know, because he does have a charisma, right? He can really enthrall the audience and keep you going. I mean, he had his show. And he does an excellent job on Deacon's show, right? You know, him and two guys, the three of them, man, it's just great radio. You know, the chemistry of those three, they work well together. You know, that's it right there. But around the table, his persona changes a bit.
I like the fact of what Bruce told Daryl one time. He said, "Daryl, shot caller, Daryl." That was good.
And he was right too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he almost had to put the shot caller on you because you wouldn't calm down, Daryl.
Right.
Shout out to Brew. Shout out to Chicago Brew. Right. I know.
No, that was Bruce from South.
That was Bruce. Bruce McDonald.
Yeah.
Bruce McDonald,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce.
Costa Rica.
Yeah.
But not that Chicago Brew wouldn't also apply shock collar therapy to Daryl, too. You know, I'm sure that's in his repertoire, you know. Everybody has to try to control Daryl. You got to learn how to control Daryl.
Yeah, we're going to give that duty to Sergeant Miller. You'd say, Daryl, shot collar, Daryl.
Sergeant Miller. Man, I done had my groin pains plenty of nights. Jeez. One night after Mechanic Show, I held the server, me and Jer Bear. In this corner, I had Hijacker, and in this other corner, I had Nick from Canada. And, man, I was like, wow. I know what Dana White goes through.
You know, to give a little bit of history, my most memorable moment that I remember on Revolution Radio is listening to Jer Bear's after-hour show. you know, way back in the day. And, and 808, you're going to help me out on remembering the name of the guy that, called from England, and he was on late at night, and he totally flipped out, and he was cussing up a star, and just like he went totally off the wall. And Billy Hayes called in because, you know, out of pure dedication to the station, calling in, you know, because normally, you know, the call should have been hung up immediately, right? When that shit happened. And Billy Hayes called in.
Johnny? The guy Johnny, what's his name? From England? No?
Yeah. But but he went with the name of Jarmo.
There's the music, guys. Uh-oh. We gotta hang up the server. Because Jer Bear, After Hours, it's up next, folks. And I was trying to paste that link into the chat room. I'm sorry, folks, but you're not missing too much. Well, I'll do it again next week. Anyway, aloha, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Hang up, guys. Yep, gotta make room for Jeff here. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia. Tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love, on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically atomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Most guys freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
God is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating faster. It's even a little harder to breathe. The neurobiology.
fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Bars are all closed. Is it time for bed? Hell no, it's time for after hours. Here's your host,
for a destination,
Chair Bear.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It's Jer Bear. It's After Hours, and it's not bad manners. That's just a Jägermeister cough. Ha ha. How y'all doing? I'm just been floating all day and checking it out twice and being a little naughty, being a little nice. I was wanting to get a hold of Blaze, and I haven't, didn't have that chance to. I hope he hears me. But everyone, hello, hello to y'all in the chat room. Hello up, hello sheep herd. Sheep up, 47, RD up, 808. He showed up. Hi, Jane. Anyway, hello, everybody. I don't know what the word is. Thunderbird, special curb. Gosh, I'm kind of light tonight. I don't know if I get anything started. I got a little bit of news about, I probably mentioned it last night when I was helping the other guys. But the Nevada governor, Dickhead Sakalak, announces immediate end to mask mandate. And so with all the bullshit things going up with Canada and what's planned starting in L.A. to go to D.C., some people are saying it's backfiring. I don't know. It's got a lot of people on both sides, but I just hope it doesn't backfire in Canada where they don't stop mandates. They need to stop the mandates and all the bullshit. And I don't know. I hope they stay strong enough to do so the way the cops are coming in up there. But Steve Sakalak, I think he's a dick. He's our governor. He used to be in charge of the he was like president of the convention and the Las Vegas Convention Authority, which has got a lot of clout and they got a lot of shit happening. You know, they make a lot of money off the gas here. They raise the gas higher than normal places across the states because they make a tax. They make that money off those tourists coming to Vegas for all the shoes. But anyway, Sakalak today announced an immediate end to the state mask mandate, citing a downward trend in the coronavirus cases. Masks will no longer be required at public places, including schools and prisons, Sakalak said. They are still required, however, in some high-risk settings, such as hospitals and nursing homes, he said. The Nevada State Gaming Commission, excuse me, I need my glasses. The Nevada Gaming Control Board issued a notice to licensees saying masks were no longer required in casinos unless a jurisdiction requires them. I'm hopeful that we are in good position to drop this, to give people back some freedom, Sakalak said. Well, I got to give you some brownie points for that. Everyone wants to get back to their normal life, whatever normal life is. It's been 2 years, so I think the time has come, and I'm confident that we've analyzed the appropriate data and we've made the right decision. Shouldn't have never been coming up. In making his announcement, Sakalak cited decline in overall COVID cases, hospitalizations, and the amount of virus detected during wastewater testing. At the height of the Omicron variant surge on January 10th, Nevada recorded 7,800 cases. That number has declined to about 1,200 in recent days. I'm hopeful that we'll continue that downward trend, Sakalak said. I hope that this will not cause an increase in hospitalization as we move forward. Businesses and other entities, including school districts, will be able to decide on their own whether to voluntarily continue requiring masks. The Clark County School District said it would drop the mask mandate beginning at the end of the The Clark County School District said it would drop the mask mandate beginning at the end of the school today, though masks will be required on buses because COVID-19 continues. Students and employees of the Clark County School District can make the individual choice to continue masking, the district said. Clark County Education Association President Marie Nenemus said union members are on both sides of the mask divide. Some are very adamant that they want to keep wearing them, she said. Some can't wait for them to be history. Vicki Criddle, a second grade teacher at Heard Elementary in Las Vegas and president of the National Education Association of Southern Nevada, said that if the Clark County School District agrees it's safe to ditch face coverings, she's fine with relaxed rules. She said her students are generally compliant, but policy and young children mask wearing is still stressful. Damn right it is. Keitel said she has autoimmune conditions. so she plans to keep wearing a mask, and she expects some students will too. But it will be a relief to not have to worry about the mask, she said. So it's got some more here to say. It says, Nevada Republican U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt issued a statement accusing the Democrats of changing their tune on masks to help them win re-election. Let's be clear. There's absolutely no science behind this decision other than political science. And this useless mandate should never have been in place to begin with, Laxalt says. Sacolak's announcement follows recent moves by several other states to lift mask mandates, including California, New York, and Illinois. They all left the mandate in place for schools. The CDC's mask guidance has not been updated since January 21st. It still recommends everybody wear a mask indoors in public if they are in an area of substantial or high transmissions. Sweet Jesus. Let's go look at Las Vegas Entertainment to see what's happening. Keep my mind silly. You hear me? Yeah, I keep my mind silly. Oh, let's see. It's more arts and entertainment. Legendary Las Vegas nightclub Light looks to carve a new path. I didn't even know that was a legendary nightclub. I never heard of the Light. I'm such a redneck these days. I don't club anymore, but I used to back in the day. Fest your own pace. The virtual world suits Boulder City's dam. Oh, they got a film festival out the dam. Here's your super guide to the week ahead in Vegas. Come on down. Let me see what that says. Let's see what it says. Hold your horses. Your super guide to the week ahead in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, Jerry. You always got to share the link. You know my sucker world. I'll share the link. Howdy, howdy. yes. I don't know about Rev Raider. I've been trying for decades, not years, to make a change. I welcome to the stubble. Why make it a hard decision? And Mr. South Texas, I thought you were going to call in and put a cap on me and all in good. You're going to analyze me, throw some questions at me, and you, no show, no call. What's that called? AWOL. If you're listening, well, you're a dealer, there's a world to escape from. Anyway, hello, y'all. Hello, y'all in the chat. Patty Whack, give your dog a bone, Matt. Hey, 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 hey. Well, here's your super guide to the week ahead in Las Vegas. Viral Live and Sarah Hester and Ross. But shit, things are expensive in town now. The story of the Mob Museum, that's a pretty bitchin' place. Who's this dude? I don't know. This, the Black Crows, what's up? I don't know what to say. I'm tripping. Let's go tripping now. Wish Blaze would call in or someone call in. 702-605-4436. 702-605-4436. 702-605-4436. Anybody's welcome to call in. I don't give a rat's ass. Shanda and the Hollers make 60s R&B original again on a new LP. It ain't easy. So I guess that's a lounge show gig. Finalist from TV. I don't know what to say. Let me move on here. Hearts Nancy Williams joined Styx 5 shows at the Venetian. Ooh! I like Nancy Wilson. From Joshua's calling in. What's up, killer?
What's up, Chair Bear? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was getting ready to talk about this Hart, Nancy Wilson's joined Styx for 5 shows at the Venetian in Vegas. I'll share the link with chat room because check it out how she looks. She was the one that played the guitar, not the one that sang. The other one, the big girl from Hearts, their sister, she sang. Forget about it, Sergeant says. Well, welcome to the call. Let me finish this here. I'm not taking Daryl's call. I'm not taking your call, Daryl. Sorry. I don't need to get started. You were on just for a couple hours, but just on the last show, but I'm chilling out. I'm not going to take your call, Daryl. Stop calling. Just don't want to have that tonight. And here's the third time he's calling. Sweet Jesus. Uh-oh. I lost. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Shit, I lost my space. I looked at his call. Now this sucks. If I lose you, are you there? See? Messed up. So I went out looking and I couldn't get back in because you couldn't text me. All right. Daryl, I'm not taking your call tonight. Chill out. Go drink some, I said it earlier. Jägermeister. So how do I, sweet Jesus. How do I hope I'm back on. I don't even know if I'm on. Add participants. Oh, this is a different type of setup. Forgive me. So, Josh. Baby. I don't know which one. Shit. I'll try this one. Got 2 numbers to call Josh back. Baby. See if I called the right number. And then I got to see if I'm still back on live. Break on down.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Well, I'll remove you from the call and try the other one. Reach out and touch me. Damn it. This new Skype. Oh, here he comes. This new Skype, man, it messes with me. It's been redone, and so it's just.
Do you need to call me?
No, I'm glad I got you back, but.
Okay.
I don't know what happened when that made it hang up. I forgot. Oh, I couldn't. I went to check a message, and I couldn't get back in here. So I had. It's weird. It treats me weird with Windows 7 I have and Skype and the Windows white instead of dark for me, the Skype window. But let me see if I'm coming in with the customers. Jaeger bombs for everybody. I got to see if I'm coming in here. Okay, yeah, so we're good. What's going on? What you got in mind? Tell me something good.
Well, right now I'm going over BitChute real quick just to see if there's anything I'm spotting that you'd like to go to for information. That's the one thing, though, the last couple of years, it's getting more and more, less and less. There's been a lot of people that I was watching that have, they've gone, like they're no longer posting and stuff. So that type of stuff does worry me a little bit for obvious reasons.
I was reading about something here.
Have you ever heard of Project Pogo and Project Diaper?
Wait. I was reading about Hart Nancy Wilson. Just a second. Let me finish this. Now, Hart, she looks pretty good here, and I'm starting to share this. I got to share the link with the chat room. how she looks today. The one that played the guitar, she was the better looking one than the one that could sing. The other, the one that could sing was, let's see here. The one that could sing was a little bit bigger, but they were both pretty girls. But it says, in 2017, classic rocker Styx came back to Las Vegas for a series of concerts at the Venetian. That's real. That guy died, that rich. He's the, one of the richest Jews that owned that place. I can't think of his name now. For a series of concerts at Venetian with guest star Don Fiedler of the Eagles. A successful combo on stage that allowed fans to enjoy some of their favorite songs written and recorded by both beloved acts. In 2022, it's happening again, but this time Styx, is joining forces with legendary guitarist and singer Nancy Wilson of Heart. Imagine the possibilities. These dreams mingling with Renegade Barracuda leading into Come Sail Away. So I want to see how much this is going to cost. And where's it at? At the Venetian now. Yeah. It says Wilson and Styx will perform at the Venetian Theater January 28th and 29th. February, they're already gone. So this is old news, Jerbear. But that's cool. I'm just checking the scenes out, checking it twice. I've been naughty. Maybe I've been nice. Let's see here. It's Las Vegas Sun News. And it's not. Oh, here it goes. Masks fly off Las Vegas casino patrons as governor lifts mandate. So that's in the mix I already talked about. And suspects indicted on the New Year's Eve crime spree that killed two in Vegas. Oh, we've had some bad accidents lately. Young kids are driving too fast, running red lights and killing people. There was a five-car accident and nine people died. The guy was just, he was cruising at high speeds, at least 115, into an intersection that had the red light on. He went through a red light. Oh, it's sad. But anyway, that's Las Vegas. Oh, here's the one about the Culinary Union in Las Vegas retires. Oh, the head. I used to have to deal with the Culinary Union a lot. A woman got found hurt at Phoenix shootout scene has died. Bullshit. Anyway, what you got to say?
Well, there is something actually I seen this earlier. Supposedly, you know how there's these blockades going on with the truckers? Well, supposedly the blockade is an act of war according to the criminal plantation owners. So I could actually see that being true, and if that's the case, then that would be their justification for the UN to come in or whatever in Canada or here in America if we start doing one.
Well, so, I saw that one prime minister of where the province of Ottawa is, and he was staying. I didn't save it. I don't know where I'm probably have to look for it. It was pretty good about. He was saying that, hey, I'm turning up the resistance against these guys, and things are going to happen. We're going to clear these bridges and at the borders, and we're going to open it all up. I don't know how he says it's going to start happening. So he's telling everybody that's protesting to go home now. You've done your jobs, and so he's probably going to not get too much. They're just going to give him more resistance. I don't know. I don't know. I got rid of that video about that. Scooby-Doo. Well,
I know another thing is that Obama made it back in like 2009, I think it was, or 10. He wrote it into law where if you protested around any Secret Service people, you could get a felony. And the news reporters and all that could be, protected by Secret Service and all that. basically meaning, you know, for instance, you know, the Trump rallies that they were having when they had the mask mandates and all that, and they were considering them to be protests or whatever back in 2020. Well, a lot of those governors or whatever, especially the Rhino Republicans or whatever, you know, for all we know, when they went to those rallies that were considered protests, you know, obviously the Secret Service would have definitely been there because President Trump's there. And so just pointing this stuff out, you know, for one, they could be going around trying to arrest people that have been at Trump rallies. For one, we already knew that people were being kicked out of their apartments or whatever back in, like, what, between 2016 and, like, 2019 or whatever. There was people all over, like, California and stuff that were having to leave their jobs. Remember when the cancel culture stuff started to get really big around the Me Too movement and stuff?
Well, what started getting real big?
The cancel culture, you know, like the mob, cancel mob or whatever that's been going around. Like every time someone stands up and says something, all Dave Chappelle gets canceled. Well, before all that.
Keep going. I don't recall. I'm following you though.
Well, yeah. So basically around like 2018 is when like the cancel mob, that's what the mainstream media calls them. Really what it is, you know, gang stalking, right?
Okay.
You know, gang stalking, target individual stuff.
Well, keep going.
Okay, so gang stalking is basically the FBI, CIA, whatever. They wind up targeting an individual, usually because, you know, they're connected to somebody. Or a lot of times it's women, like 70% of the time it's women because they're, like, women that were being trafficked or they might have been. Usually it's an important figure or it's a woman that's being trafficked or being targeted to be trafficked and all that. But the point is that what they do is they pretty much surround your life with, like, they have, like, 20 people that will watch you, and they slowly get your family and friends and anyone around you to go against you by saying you're being investigated or simply threatening them or something like that. And they slowly turn everybody against you and all that, and then after that, they keep messing with you. You know, they'll come into your house when you're gone and they might mess things around or whatever. Not too much, but just enough so that you start picking up on the fact that someone's home and they like to mentally wear you down or whatever. And so my point being to all this is that basically when Trump came onto the scene, people supported Trump and all that. They started to get targeted. These Antifa BLM people, they, not all of them, but a lot of them, that started off as BLM and Antifa were gang stalkers. They were, like, working for the government indirectly, because the gang stalkers can be anyone from a crack addict to a government official. It can be anyone in between, you know. So the point is that all types of people were starting to get gang stalked pretty much. The companies and stuff were in on it against Trump. So if you were for Trump, they would, you know, kick you out of your job, and then whenever you would go for another job, they were already watching you. They make sure for the next job, you know, they might say, oh, okay, we might hire you, and then they'll call you back and say, oh, we can't hire you. So this stuff has been going on with the gang stalking or whatever, and the Trump stuff just amplified it, and then they used Antifa BLM as a cover, you know what I mean, to go in, and then the mainstream media calls it the cancel culture or the mob, cancel mob or whatever, but in reality, what it really is just gang stalking. It's organized gang stalking, and now it's come out into the light. But again, they don't.
How does gang stalking affect people? How would it affect me?
Here, you know what? I got a thing we can do for it. Hold on.
You got a what?
Hold on. That's good. Is this it right here?
Say again, you're kind of breaking up.
I'm looking for I got it. Okay, so I got a page right here that explains gang stalking. Really, really good. So here, so it's targeted individuals. Targeting is murder of a human being's life. A targeted individual, a CI, we are discussing here on this website, is a person who has become an unwilling victim.
You're not coming in clear, Josh.
Hold on. Right here. Is that better?
I don't know, but you see, that's what it sounds like. You're not coming in clear. Just, I don't know what you got to do, but it's not good.
I'm listening to the radio right now. Is this better?
Well, you can't listen to the tuner. You got to just talk with me and you. I don't listen to anything else behind me. I could do that, but it would be interference. So it's just me and you talking instead of you listening. You can't really listen in to our show.
Well, yeah, no, I'm listening to the show at the same time. It's okay. I'm good. But, yeah, so I don't know. I hear myself fine, so maybe it's just you or whatever. You said that you do have a hard time hearing, right?
Yeah, but you hear yourself fine. But are you playing a tuner behind you?
Well, I have the radio on, but I mean, it's far away.
Well, it shouldn't be on volume. It shouldn't be on. It distracts you.
Okay, hold on.
I did that, I'd go crazy.
Does that sound better?
I don't know, but I said if I did that, like here, I'm going to play the tuner right now.
Yeah, if it helps you, you might be able to hear me better if you do that, actually. Just play it down, like, low, just enough so you can, like, you know, pick up on it or whatever. So I go over it again.
I just check it when to make sure that I'm on the air. I go to the studio and check it like I just did. Which is,
yeah, actually, because the studio does have a bad habit of dropping the air a lot. I mean, dropping quiet, off, quiet. Whatever.
Quiet. I don't play it at all unless I'm testing myself, and if no one in the chat rooms will warn me. But that's doing it live. If you call in, you shouldn't have a tuner on or anything. It's us here talking, and that just creates, I don't know, it's not a good thing. I don't recommend it. So don't.
That's cool.
That's all right, just so, my suggestion.
All right, so as I was saying, a targeted individual, DI, we are discussing here on this website is a person who has become an unwilling victim of illegal terrorism operations, which causes many types of harm to come to the person, including psychological harm through stalking or physical harm through biological, chemical, direct energy, electromagnetic and acoustic weapons, or loss of property, wealth, health, family, jobs, or life itself. So remember, keep in mind that this is what's happened to the Trump supporters and people that are supporting, that are against basically the globalists. The goal of this terrorism is to eliminate the TI through torture, leading to a final solution, their suicide or death, which a lot of people have been committing suicide lately. Some targets have been microwaved to death. Some targets have taken their own lives. Some targets have taken their own lives and others at the same time. I believe a lot of the targeted individuals are those lone wolf people that supposedly go around and start shooting. And it's probably because a lot of the people in their community are part of this gang stalking stuff, but they don't know who exactly. And
who would you say the gang stalk that's famous? Who would you say was gang stalked and murdered that's famous? That Seth?
Oh, Michael Jackson right there. All the celebrities. See, that's the thing. When you become a celebrity, that's the perfect cover for them to gang stalk you. You know what I mean? Because, of course you're being stalked. You're a celebrity. You're famous. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to see you. So people don't realize this until they become famous, and then they realize that they're being stalked. And that's why a lot of them say they wish they were never famous, like, after they get into it for a while. Because at first they like the attention, then they realize that people are stalking them, and that
John Lennon was killed, but it wasn't because he was stalked. It was because they wanted him dead.
No, but you're not getting it. That's part of the whole thing. So let me just continue. The Nazis targeted groups of people which could be defined by nationality, creed, religion, or medical infirmity. Undesirables
so was,
by state definition.
Kobe Bryant killed because of
Well, let's just continue on with this real quick. Let's just finish this. Targets in the president case are a diverse group of people who have gained negative attention by some action or attitude, like whistleblowing, nonconformism, a personality disorder, revenge by family, coworker, or reporting police crime. They can be any nationality because the present assault on humanity is an interchangeable and rules are chosen by someone who has the authority to elect them to the FISA courts. So remember the whole Trump thing with Russia and all that and how they started investigating them through the FISA courts?
Yeah.
Trump is a perfect example of a target individual. Him in his presidency, how he was all famous right beforehand and all it was all good, and then he became president. Right before he became president, he started thinking about it, whatever he was going to run. They started looking at him. This is exactly it. So let me say it again. Target individuals are chosen by someone who has the authority to elect them to the FISA courts or the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, Department of Justice watch list. This is a punishment for some crime as terrorists, as these words have been redefined by the New World Order. This is outside the normal legal justice system. It puts them in double jeopardy, which is against all law. One individual cannot be punished twice for crimes. These crimes have not been processed through any legal or constitutional processes. Targets are still under judicial law and then are being punished again or under separate illegal secret rules when they have not been legally accused of anything. They are judged and assigned punishments in total secret, even secret to them. They are never allowed to meet their accusers or defend themselves. What could be more unjust? Outright killing. That's done too, especially when they file lawsuits to redress the wrongs done to them. The Constitution guarantees rights, which mean nothing to the current criminals running this electronic harassment and stalking program. Everything that is done to bring about a target's death is part of the crime of murder, even if it is brought about step by step, removing them from their homes, jobs, family, bed, or park bench. Targets are literally run off the face of the earth. The terrorism acted out on TIs extend to the TIs' family, friends, or anyone who helps them. The torture is meant to degrade a person physically and mentally to the point where they are no longer able to function. They are trapped in their homes, afraid to leave, kind of like COVID-19 right now.
Right.
Their hope for personal fulfillment, success, and happiness are destroyed to the point that they have no hope of that viable future, kind of like how everyone feels right now and how everything's looking. They are pushed into becoming either a criminal, a mental patient, or a suicide after many months of persistent torture, so they are no longer the person they were. They are isolated from their support systems and are fighting an enemy much larger than themselves, and no one will help them.
Josh, bringing this up, I've got to go to the quick, because why is this on your mind and bring it up live? I just want to know that because I'm...
This is important information to know. This is what's happened to everybody. So Let me just finish a sentence. It is each individual against the entire country. It is war. The goal is to have the TI kill themselves. If the TI fights back with lawsuits or exposes their torture publicly, they are murdered and their death is documented as a natural death or suicide. Or at this point, COVID-19. What happened?
It's TI.
Targeted individual, that's what TI means.
Okay.
For this anyways. When I talk about TI with their cognitive functions, it means introverted thinking. So I don't want anyone to get confused. When I mention TI about gang stalking, that means targeted individuals. When I mention TI about the cognitive functions with the personality stuff, that's introverted thinking. So I just want to make sure everyone's clear there's two different things when I mention those things.
Let me not question you. This is happening to the world with New World Order and the vaccine mandate.
This is what we're going through right now. This is what we've been going through. This whole COVID-19 is gaslighting. They're lying about things constantly, telling you something when it's really not, and then they're running around destroying people's businesses, and then they're stalking you if you don't wear the mask, if you don't get the shot, they're going to come after you. This is exactly what it is, but it's just on steroids now. Before, it was covert. So it was really only highly intelligent people in the countries all over the world that were realizing what was going on, high public officials that realized what was going on. So certain people were targeted first, and a lot of times it was women because they were usually being trafficked or they were being targeted to be trafficked. So sometimes they get away a little bit, but they're still being stalked. But let me continue, because this is explaining what I'm talking about. So this is why most people are unaware that this is torture and death is happening now. Some TIs are murdered outright, aka target individuals, or gassed in their beds with chemicals from cans or tanks on the stalker's back. The cowards who carry out these attacks strike when their victim is the most helpless, when they are asleep. People are being put to sleep so thieves can come in and steal from them without being seen, play tricks with gaslighting, or insert illegal implants in the target's body. The cochlear brain implant provides a continual link between the brain and a remote operator computer. Now, at this point, they're doing this stuff with the, this isn't a new page of this stuff. So at this point, the vaccines have already been proven that they got nanobots and that people are reacting to the vaccines, supposedly, Bluetooth.
It's old school.
Yeah, it's outdated, this page. It's still good, but like right there, that stuff right there, the vaccine stuff has got the nanotechnology that they need to do what they were talking about with this stuff. So they don't need to go around like trying to plant a chip in you anymore, because they got this, you know, they shoot you up with the right vaccine. And at least that's supposedly what's being said, that there's nanotechnology. Obviously, I haven't gotten the vaccine stuff and analyzed it myself, and I don't think many people have, so we can only really go off of what we're being told. But anyways, targeted individuals are attacked with persistent surveillance using audio, video, radar, through the wall, and other technologies, robbing them of their privacy. Home and auto GPS installations track every movement. It takes about 20 people to keep one targeted individual under constant surveillance, and taxpayers are unwittingly paying for the torture and death of fellow civilians. These illegal operations include the goal of causing the targeted individual continuous agitation, annoyance, and pain throughout their entire body 24 hours a day. The victim is implanted with devices and nanotechnology which stimulates pain in nerves and muscles. Their brain and body frequencies are stolen so they can be tortured and killed from a distance. This is the perfect torture system because the perpetrators cannot be seen. Targeted individuals are coupled to a computer like a cell phone so that their thoughts and emotions can be read remotely. The revoked potentials and EEG is stolen and then used to, one, put voices into the targeted individual's head without sound going through the ears, and two, communicate through telepathy without voices. Three, look through the targeted individual's own eyes and hear through their ears. And four, track them. For further information on how these things are accomplished, do a research online for remote neural monitoring. You will find 100 patents regarding this technology at skizit.biz. And that's skizit.biz. But I don't know again. That's probably the period, actually. So it's just skizit.biz. I don't know if that one starts to be going again, because it's just kind of an old page. The government has been secretly perfecting monitoring the human brain from a distance the last 70 years in preparation for a total dominance of the human race. See An Introduction to the Revolution in Military Affairs by Gary Chapman, Austin, Texas, USA. The object of the harassment is to remove the targeted individual from their support system. One, their source of income, and two, their family and emotional support. Now, just like how right now in the last 6 years, all families and that and friends have been breaking away from each other, and a lot of people have been losing their businesses for all types of reasons. First, it was Trump stuff and all that, and now it's been COVID and everything. But
it's always something.
What happened? There's always something.
It's always something with the president's pulling shit.
Yeah. The goal is to make them penniless, homeless, and vulnerable to more attacks, which bring about their death. But in the meantime, they provide study data for clinical trials to universities. Who is doing these things? The Global New World Order through the global government of the United Nations. People who consider these things to be illegal are called constitutionalists. They believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Most people are unaware of the radical change in military domination of the planet, or that they will come under the oppression of this program in time. Are you listening? Don't turn away, because the program of total dominance is for everyone, including you. Even if a target individual was a criminal, under the Constitution, they have a right to a trial by their peers. In the present illegal program of terror, no one is entitled to an indictment, trial, sentencing, or appeal. They are all sentenced to unlimited torture and death outright. Yes, a death sentence without a trial. What's happening to targeted individuals? One, choose a target. A targeted individual is placed on the terrorist watch list, and an individualized torture program is personally designed just for them through fusion centers and the Justice Department, which has been reorganized and redesigned without your knowledge or consent to serve the New World Order. There is no distinction between terrorists and ordinary citizens. Targeted individuals are attacked with biological weapons, organized stalking, electromagnetic, and acoustic weapons. Targets are chosen for disposal for taking a stand for truth and justice. They report police crimes. They see things that are morally wrong, such as police making, selling drugs, or police protecting a drug gang, stealing vehicles and running prostitution and harm, human trafficking or child pornography cartels, and get put on the list for calling 911. Targeted individuals may be involved in politics, take a stand on subjects important to them, or simply have the wrong bumper sticker. Simply put, the target becomes known for some attitude, even if it is only in their thoughts. You can get targeted just by having knowledge of the crimes of others. Targeted individuals are often 1, on disability, 2, are single, living alone, and most often women, 3, have a personality disorder, 4, are artists, musicians who make art or write songs, among other things. You can become a targeted individual by attempting to help a targeted individual become a target yourself. You can also become a targeted individual if you have a family member who is a targeted individual. A targeted individual may just be elderly and on Social Security, which is a crime in the NWO. All people over 70 are to be terminated. Number 2, take their income. A targeted individual is attacked on their job by other employees or anonymous letters falsely accusing them of being involved in some sort of crime like child molesting or drugs, and they lose their jobs. Targeted individuals are attacked at night with psyops and radiation attacks, which deprive them of sleep, which interferes with their attendance and performance on their jobs. Targeted individuals who own their own